Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves and starting.
Happy Friday morning, everyone. It's 10:05 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I'm joined by the amazing Stefan Schmidt for our Friday Boat Smart.
It is Friday, and it is time for Boat Smart. And good morning, Pensacola, and good morning, Jenna. It's good to talk to you today. And I tell you what, it is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. If you have any kind of boating questions, maybe you have a question about you're interested in purchasing a boat, or you have a maintenance-type question, you can call us there at 850-437-1620. More than happy to help you out with your boating needs, that's for sure. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. They guarantee that they will beat anybody's prices on a repower, so check them out on your repower needs for sure. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook. That's where they put all their consignment sales. Maybe you're interested in selling your boat and moving up to a bigger boat or a newer boat. Key Marine can sell your boat for you in their consignment area, and they can help you out with that also. I am the Marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can get them on the website at georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu. They have a great chat feature on there. You can get on that website, go to the chat feature, and ask questions to the counselors, the instructors. Anybody on there can help you. When you go in there and ask a question, they will email the appropriate person, and that person will contact you by email or phone, whatever you request on that, and they are more than happy to answer your questions. We also have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So get on that chat feature, talk to them. They will line you out on how to get into a class up there at Georgetown Technical College. Doing great things up there. We're putting people to work. We're helping them to change career status. I mean, it's just a great place to go to college. And for me, it's a great place to work. I really enjoy working there. And I've been there for going on 12 years now, and I tell you, we do great things over at Georgetown, that's for sure. We had a busy week this week. We came off of spring break, and when we have a week off and then come back to school, it seems like we work a lot harder when we get back to class. My students don't really like to have that time off, and they'd rather be at school doing school stuff. And I know that's hard to believe, but we have a lot of fun there, and they enjoy learning. So after we came off for a week of spring break, they were ready to get back at it. And it's amazing to me when you have a week off of school and you come back and your classroom fills right back up on that following Monday. And I can't say that, probably about different schools and stuff. But I know for my class that my students get back to work. And it's just a great feeling to have that and to see that and to have the class fill back up on a week off, after a week off, and just students come right back to school. So it's just a wonderful thing to have that happen. And I think it's just because we do a great job over at Georgetown helping people with their needs as far as education and acquiring jobs and things like that. The marine industry is very strong, and I continue to say that. We are every week we have people call us or email me looking for employees, and it happens all the time. And so I need students that are willing to get in there and go to work after, when they get their training done, ready to go to work, so we can supply the industry with newer, younger technicians, people that are wanting to get into this industry. It really helps the industry when we can put younger, interested people into the industry, because old guys like me are going to the wayside, and it's hard to fill those gaps. There's really a big gap in the marine industry as far as getting people to go to work. And what I hear from a lot of these locations are, we're looking for long-term employees. We're not looking for somebody for short-term. We want somebody to be with us for a long period of time, and that's so very, very important. So we did What Did You Learn last night. That was very exciting. I enjoy Thursdays. So basically what I do on Thursdays is we do an early cleanup. We clean up our shop every night. We have students that do different tasks, whether it's cleaning up the benches or sweeping the floors, the room, all this stuff. We do a minor cleanup or what have you on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then on Thursday night, we do an early cleanup. And we actually get back into the classroom around 8 o'clock on Thursday. So it gives us an hour to have a discussion time. And I enjoy that What Did You Learn discussion time, because we talk about what the students learned during the week and in the course of the week. And we just go around the room and talk to each student and ask them what they learned. And there's an interaction between students when we do that. A student may mention that they learned how to maybe service a water pump or what have you, and the other students will ask them questions about that. So it's a great time on Thursdays when we do What Did You Learn? And students enjoy it. And enjoy talking about what they learn, and it helps to reinforce their learning experience, because I added an extra time to it. Instead of spending 20 minutes, I'm spending an hour on that, and it allows us further discussion on the What Did You Learn factor and what they learned, and how I can add to the learning experience by the discussion that we can have during that time. So we had a great time. We also gave out certificates. I do this on Thursdays also. When a student gains a certificate, I give the certificate out during the What Did You Learn time. This is pretty cool, because I present the certificate to the student. Maybe they, like last night, I had a student complete OCP, I think it was C, the third OCP, and I gave out a certificate on that, and the entire class claps and celebrates with that student. And that's pretty cool to do that. We also gave out some certificates for our we have some online safety learning that we do, and we also have a Snap-on meter training certificate, which is a really, really tough certificate to get. You have to do a lot of studying and understanding the digital volt ohm meter, and the students spend a lot of time on that. And that's a really tough test. It's not a test that I generate. It's a test that Snap-on generates, and it's an actual certificate-type test the students get. And last night, I was able to give a certificate out on that Snap-on training to a student. And this is the first time this has happened, because it's a tough test. One of my students actually got 100 on that test, and that was just amazing to me. And you know, I said, "Wow, how did you do that?" He said, "I really studied hard," and he got that 100. So that's really cool to have the students celebrate with him and clap with him, and you know, and all of them are congratulating these students for getting these certificates. So we try to do that over there as well. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You can call, you can text. Maybe you have a question about the school. Maybe you have a question about some maintenance issues you may have. Maybe you just want some advice on your boat. Call or text. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So also last night, I learned something during What Did You Learn? How about that? I learned something. And I think it's a great when the instructor learns, don't you, Jenna? That's just a great opportunity for me to learn with my students.
So you're learning alongside of them.
I'm learning alongside of them. And you're never too old to learn. That's a great lesson for that, right? Never
absolutely.
Too old to learn.
No, you should always be learning.
You should always be learning every day. And, of course, I do also. And, you know, we were cutting up with we cut up in the class. Okay. We have fun. We have students. And one of my students said something about another student. He said, "Well, I'm glad this student doesn't have, that has thick skin and can take all the cutting up and stuff like that." And I said, "Oh, well, we all cut up with each other." Right. And one of my students was talking about, he has an older motor in there that he was working on. And he said, "Mr. Schmidt knows about old motors," right? So he was insinuating that I was old. Right. So we all laughed about that. But I told the other student, I said, "See, even I get, you know, ribbed in here for things."
I'm glad that you can handle that.
Yeah, exactly. So
you're not crying in the corner, Stefan. That's good.
Right.
That's good to know. You can take a punch. All right. I'm going to jot that down real quick to come up with some heavy hitters for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I tell you, it's you know, it's good that we can all cut up and have some fun with that kind of stuff. So one of the things that I learned, one of my students, and I enjoy listening to him on Thursday because he actually digs in and researches things that I never thought about researching or looking at. And he'll go online and he'll study something when he has a question about it. And his name is Christopher. And we call him Christopher 1 because we have two Christophers in the class. We have Christopher 1 and Christopher number 2. And he designated himself as number 1. So, it's, you know, that's awesome. But he was talking about LED lights. They were installing some LED lights on a boat, and they noticed a humming noise coming from these lights. And they started to investigate, why are these lights making a humming noise? And they started to investigate this issue that they had on this boat. And I thought that was interesting because I never thought about that. First of all, I'm deaf. I can't hear because of all my years in this business and the things that I've done in my lifetime. I'm deaf. And that's one of the lessons that I teach my students, protect your ears, because I'm a true person that has hearing loss because of the atmosphere that we're in. So I can't even hear what they're talking about. They're explaining it to me and telling me that these lights have a humming noise when they turn them on. So we found that he did some research, and he noticed that there are different types and qualities of LED lights that you can use and to make that not happen on the boat. So the quality of the lights that you use on your boat may have a humming sound. And then we got to further spread that out a little bit as far as the conversation went, and we started talking about, does that interfere with other systems on the boat? That noise, or, you know, that radio noise or what have you. Mm-hmm. And we've determined that it can.
Right.
And it's not as common as you would think, but I did reaching out today, and I this morning before I got on the air, so I asked a few people that question. I said, can LED lights affect your electronics or your engines and things like that on your boat? And one of the people I reached out to was Jerry over at Georgia's Marine Electronics, because I've known Jerry for a long, long time. So I sent him a message, and I said, ask him that question. And he said, definitely it can. And he said that it is actually part of an FCC check list when they're inspecting vessels for a safety certificate. So he's talking, of course, about commercial vessels, because they do some commercial work also. But we found out that LED lights can affect electronics on boats. And that's very interesting considering the type of electronics that we're seeing on boats. And I'm wondering, and I'm going to do more research on this, how it affects the engine electronics and things like that. I don't know if it does or doesn't, but I'm going to task my students to do some research on that also. So I found that so very interesting. I also went on the web this morning and looked at that also. And the Coast Guard actually sends out a marine advisory saying that LED lights can affect VHF signals and things like that. So as you start to add, because people love LED lights, don't they? You see them all over the place, right? And it's no different with your boat. People love LED lights. They love big TV screens on boats. They love videos and all this stuff on their boats and the electronics and things that they have, the communications that they have between their phone and their electronics and all these things.
Right.
People love that.
Yeah.
And as we see that being added to boats, I begin to wonder, how much does it actually affect the electronics? And I'm wondering about the engine electronics. And I'm going to reach out to Mercury Marine and Yamaha and ask them if they have any issues with that also, because I know for sure that it does affect VHF and frequencies and things like that, because on this website that I was studying, they actually gave you a scenario or a way to test it. And this was interesting to me how to do that. And they said that you can check your VHF radio by turning off all your all your LED lighting, turn it all off, and then turn your VHF radio onto a station that's quiet. They recommend maybe possibly channel 13. Go to that station and turn your squelch up until it makes noise, and then turn it back down until it doesn't make noise, and then start turning on your LED lights. And if you get a noise on your VHF radio, that's telling you that that is messing with the signal coming off of your antenna. It's called the noise floors. Generally, the amount of the interference of signals, static received based on the specific signal or channel being monitored. That's that noise floor, and that's what gives that. When you turn your squelch up and down, you're trying to eliminate that noise. And as you turn on LED lights, it will affect or can affect that noise floor on a VHF radio, and will not allow you to get out as far as you can when you're radioing somebody for maybe you have a distress signal or something you're trying to get out. So that's something to really think about. If you have a boat that has a lot of LED type systems on it, you know, check it out and make sure that it is working on your VHF radio and stuff. So I got a question here. So having too many gadgets and connections can possibly affect the main computer and radio system. Why do people need extras when they are out enjoying the boat? And he said, I said, it is an opinion or a question. And that is true. It is opinion or a question. You're right. And so the question being, why have all these gadgets on your boat? And I think it's really, you know, our way of thinking nowadays. How often do you go off without your phone when you leave the house? You're always connected through Facebook or some kind of a social media all the time, it seems like. And I agree with this person. You know, why have that stuff on your boat, right? Why have it? Because you're trying to, you know, in my thinking, you're trying to get away from that when you're in a boat. You want to go out and get away from it. You don't want to be around all that kind of stuff all the time. When I'm out on a boat, I'm probably just going to punch in a CD or some kind of a music system on my boat where I'm not listening to any kind of news or commercials or anything like that. But a lot of people will want to stay connected. Years ago, I had a Blue Angel pilot. I worked on one of the Blue Angels pilot's boat. He had a Contender. And he wanted the biggest TV screen or screen for his electronics that he could have on his boat. He wanted the biggest screen on there so he could play videos. And I'm like, why are you wanting to play videos on the boat? And he told me that, well, I take my kids on the boat and it's a way to entertain them. Oh, you know?
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. But I mean, I don't know. If I'm going to be out there, I want to be totally disconnected and just like enjoying the wind. But that's just me. Whatever.
Yeah, I know, but I think a lot of times people's mentality is they have to stay connected.
I mean,
you know, I'll be honest with you. I haven't even turned the TV on today. You know,
I haven't turned
the news on. You know, I like to disconnect, and I think it's great to disconnect from things and just enjoy what's around you. And a lot of times I think that's what boating is all about.
Oh, absolutely. I was just going to say, I mean, we are so connected. I heard a quote once, pretty much we live in an age of information and connection when really people want wisdom and peace. And so I feel like that should just, you know, kind of be an encouragement for us to disconnect a little bit. And with boating, you go out there, like I remember my days, like it's been a minute, okay, of going out and fishing back in my younger days before kids. And we go out on like the boat with them a little bit these days, but it felt so freeing. And I mean, back then I didn't have cell phones and all the other knickknacks and doodads that they have now, but it was so refreshing. And you just were able to like recuperate in nature and on the water, and water is soothing and healing. So, I mean, yes, I understand, like, even if you, you know, put something up there and it's entertainment, no judgment here, but also remember it could interfere is what you're saying, correct?
Right. Yeah, just get out there and disconnect. Now, you know, here's what I do when I go out in a boat. I use my phone usually twice. I'll use it to tell somebody that I'm leaving and at wherever I'm leaving from, and I'll use that phone to tell them when I made it back. Other than that, I'm done deal with my phone that day, right? That's the way I am. I mean, why go out and to get away and not get away?
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It makes sense. I mean, yes, please be safe. Don't, you know, completely like disappear.
Yeah.
We need you to be safe. Yep. It's really important.
But no doubt about that.
Obviously, using that caution as well as your peaceful time.
Exactly.
You can make it happen.
Yep. I love that question. Thank you so much for that question or opinion or comment or whatever. Thank you so much for that because, yeah, I agree with you 100%. Why, you know? But that's the way it is. But electronics are good too, you know, because when we're going fishing and stuff, everything is so much better now as far as radar and bottom machines and fish finders and things like that. So it's good, and it's good to have all these things on your boat and when you're using them for those type of situations. And, you know, so it is good. And the main purpose of this is to make sure that if you're putting all these gadgets on your boat, that these gadgets will not interfere with other gadgets on the boat that you have, if you want to call them that, you know, gadgets and things. I remember back in the day when we used, you know, boats have autopilots, and you can put a course in your boat, in your autopilot, and your boat will take that course or hold that course. And while you're out in the Gulf and you're out going to a location, you can set your boat to autopilot. And I remember, and this is way back in years ago, but we had boat systems, engine electronics, as far as the ignition system, would interfere with the autopilot and cause the boat to go off course because of the interference it got from the RF interference from the ignition systems and stuff. So, you know, even back then, when we didn't have the things that we have nowadays, there's always consideration when you're adding stuff to your boat. So what I took away from this is if you're going to add the LED lights, you need to pay attention to where you're placing these lights. You need to pay attention that you get good quality lights because there's different quality LEDs that you can purchase. I mean, there's so many LEDs. If you go on Amazon, you can see LEDs for days on Amazon, and they're cheap, right? And then it costs a little bit of money and that kind of stuff, and you can see them for days. And so I think the spend a little bit extra money and do your research before you do that. A lot of my listeners know that I ride Harleys on the weekends. That's my other fun that I have besides boating. And we had left there, was going on a trip about 50 miles into the trip. One of the newer bikes that was with us had issues. His bike started running crazy rough and just wasn't making it. We had to pull over several times trying to figure out what was going on with his motorcycle. Well, he ended up having to limp it back to the Harley-Davidson shop to have it checked. And what we found out was that he had installed some LED lights on his motorcycle. And those LED lights were interfering with the electronics on that motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
So I can see, yeah. You know, I didn't believe it at first because that's what they said. The motorcycle was under warranty, right? But the LED lights that he installed, you know, kind of voided the fact that it was under warranty. They couldn't fix it under that warranty protocol because the lights that he installed was causing the problem and not the actual motorcycle causing the problem. So, you know, so I was like, really, LED lights can cause that, you know?
Sometimes so, it's you know, better to not make things extra spiffy and flashy, okay?
Yeah, but this was more for safety because they were brighter and that kind of thing.
So you know. I still don't understand how it could affect. I mean, I know we have like a minute left, but that's just mind-blowing to me. So
it is.
It's a good reminder, or to have it installed properly as well.
Exactly. Have a professional install it or do your research before you do that, which I do a lot of research and stuff. Before I install things and stuff like that. So anyway, that was our subject, kind of our subject for today. And you know, my shout out to my students for doing the research and studying way beyond what they need to in class, you know, and seeing these little problems and stuff that they have and being interested in learning these things. So, you know, that's just a testament to the students that I have. The 100 on the Snap-on test, that's just amazing. You know, a shout out to all of my students that are working so hard. You know, I just want to thank them for working so hard. It makes my job so much easier other than having to grade all the papers that they're turning in, you know, but it makes my job so much easier. I know we're getting down on time, so let me thank Key Marine for sponsoring the program. Key Marine Center is located on 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Don't forget to go to georgestonecollege.edu. Check out that chat feature. And we can help you with your education needs also. So we will see you again next week. Thanks for listening.